If you would turn in your Bibles to Proverbs 31 with me tonight. Proverbs 31. If you don't have a handout tonight with an outline and prayer request, would you raise your hand? We have ushers ready to hand those out. All right, we got several that will need them. Brother Mike and Gary or whoever can help pass these out. They're coming up the aisle now, so if you can just raise your hand if you need a handout. Just keep it raised. They're coming right up. We got several over here. Brother Thomas, Ms. Melissa, Nora. All right. Let's get several of these. Brother Dan Bachman. Okay. Anybody else over here? Ms. Melissa. All right. Anybody else need a handout? Okay. While you're turning to Proverbs chapter 31, I also want to mention that if you have not signed up for the Valentine's Sweetheart Banquet, Love Believes All Things is our theme for this conference. It's $15 per couple. We'll be having a very nice supper there from Olive Garden. I have a guest speaker. We'll have just a good time there in the fellowship hall. So if you would fill this out, turn it in. And also, Jessica's needing a wedding. Submit a wedding and current photo for the use in a slideshow. So if you can do that, you can send it to the secretary there, and you can find that website in your bulletin, that email address, and go ahead and send that to them and then fill out this. So I think we're going to just have a great time of fellowship that night. And you can also register online. You don't have to do it through the form, but nevertheless, that'll be a good time. Proverbs chapter 31 is where we'll be tonight. And you would think maybe that I was going to be talking about the virtuous woman tonight. I'm not. I may make reference to it here at the beginning. But what I'm going to be talking about tonight is the subject of kindness, and specifically the law of kindness. Notice with me there in verse number 26. Now, again, this chapter is dedicated to the virtuous woman, and gives her characteristics, her the description, her heart, and just really her testimony for being a God-fearing woman. But it says here, she in verse 26, she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. And you know, this testimony is not to be true only for the virtuous woman. This testimony should be true for any Christian. We should all have a testimony of speaking with the law of kindness. That should govern our hearts and our minds and how we communicate with each other. That is indeed a fact. But that's the phrase we're going to look at. That's the subject we're going to look at. You have your outline there, and you could fill in the blanks as we go, and trust the Lord will use it in our lives. Well, let's begin just looking at really the truth of the matter when it comes to kindness. The flesh wants the law of justice more than it does the law of kindness. All right? That is a fact. When we've been wronged or whatever the case may be, if things haven't gone our way, you know, what we expect from others is really the law of justice. But really, what God desires us to function in is the law of kindness. Now, the reason I'm giving you this message is primarily is because the Lord laid it on my heart. That's the first reason. But I believe the reason He laid it on my heart is just because this is something that I have personally struggled with recently. In fact, we have struggled as a family. And you say, Pastor, you mean your family struggles too? Well, yeah, we sure do. We struggle with the flesh. We fail. We are unkind to each other and should not be, not making an excuse, but we've been teaching our children, but through teaching our children, I hope you guys can relate with this, but in teaching your children, you also realize that God's teaching you some things. And but maybe I'm talking to a group. You've been kind all week. Is that true? Y'all have just been so kind to each other, and it's just the law of kindness has ruled every part of your day. But you know, we all need to grow in this area. So the truth of the matter is, in fact, it's gotten so concentrated at our house. Joanna, I've been talking. We have kind of a huddle time each week where usually it takes place on Mondays. That's my day off, and we can go get a meal together and just talk about things. And you know, we're even talking about this thing of kindness on. And I'm just going to be transparent with y'all. Last week she brought it up for the first time, this idea I'm about to tell you about. And this idea is that we reward each other with points or a mark, a star, whatever, for when we recognize someone else in the family being kind. And so we would say, hey, that was very kind. Let's put a mark on there. And you know how you do that at the end, whether you do it as a family and add up all the points, or if it's a competition for one person gets reward. We hadn't got all that worked out yet. But last week when she first brought it up, she also mentioned, and we were just talking this through, and she says, and I think it would be good for us to be on this too. I said, no, honey. That's not the way it works. These children need to be kind to each other. Now, we don't need to be kind to them. I'm just kidding. I didn't say that. But after thinking about it, you know what, church, and in all honesty, it hit me because I was thinking, listen, you know, I don't, first thing I thought to myself, because that competitive spirit on me, I'm thinking like, well, what if they think you're kinder than I am? I was like, man, I don't know. This thing could get a little competitive, and I don't know about all that. You know, hey, and then I might turn around and be like, listen, y'all didn't see that kindness I just had? I could see me doing that. No, but with all seriousness, we've decided when we do implement something, and I think we are, we're going to work as a team, and all the points will add up if we get to a certain goal by the end of the week and maybe do something special as a family. But God's just really impressed upon my heart, church, we as believers, we really need to grow in being kind to one another. It'll solve a lot of our problems, especially when it comes to communication. Just simple kindness, biblical kindness. Let's look, first of all, number one, kindness defined. The primitive root here, the Hebrew word, kasad, it means to bow. The neck only is comes from the root word, but in courtesy to an equal. That's the primitive root, and the idea is to be kind. It shows forth a humility, deference, if you will, and so that is the primitive root. Then there are several derivatives that we will look at. One in particular that is found in Psalm 119, verse 76. You'll notice there, the psalmist said, let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness, that's the fill in the blank there, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort according to thy word unto thy servant. And so the Lord is being petitioned here by the psalmist based upon his kindness and his merciful kindness, to be specific. So what exactly is kindness? Well, it is used many times in this specific root word. It is used, as you see in letter D, many times. It's translated mercy, kindness, loving kindness, goodness, kindly, merciful, favor, good, goodliness, pity. And those are the most of the uses of it. That comes from Strong's Concordance there. And but letter C, notice what we have here. Kindness is an intentional act. That's the blank there. Kindness is an intentional act of mercy, forbearance, and favor towards others. Whether they deserve it or not, they may be undeserving, But it still remains that God's people should always be kind. And I want to grow in that as a husband and as a father, as a Christian, as a pastor. I really want to grow in the act of kindness. Now, you saw all the uses there. Let's go through and just look at some different aspects of kindness. Number two, notice what it says here. Kindness comes from the Holy Spirit. Kindness comes from the Holy Spirit. Now, again, we're talking about the law of kindness. Would you go over to Galatians with me? Galatians chapter 5. You have your Bibles there in your lap, hopefully, or there where you can read. Look over there with me to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, where it gives the fruit of the Spirit. And for the Christian, this is for one who is being controlled completely by the Holy Spirit. It says here, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, and then notice this this fruit here, this characteristic. They're all just one fruit, but notice this one part of the fruit is gentleness. That word gentleness there is in the Greek also translated in some other instances as kindness. It is that idea that we have of a that is produced only from the Holy Spirit of God. And as we'll see here in just a moment, this is not something that can just be worked up in the flesh. Can't muster up the strength to be kind in a godly way. But if we really want to be kind and to be kind people, it's going to begin from the Holy Spirit. He produces that. And it is an indication that I am walking in the Spirit when I am being kind to others. But notice number three, kindness shows a gentle disposition. Kindness shows a gentle disposition. Now, if you would go over to James, you can flip over just a few pages, a few chapters there, a few books in the New Testament. Would you go over there to James chapter 3? Kindness shows a gentle disposition. Notice verse 17 of chapter 3. I'll just start in verse 16. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle. That word gentle there is kind. Same Greek word, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. So we see here that that is important. And so, church, let me ask you tonight, are you striving to have a gentle disposition in the way you communicate daily with others around you? It's so important. The word, the adjective here, benignity, where we get our word benign, and just means basically non-threatening. When we talk about the cancer being benign, that is good news. There, it doesn't seem to be threatening at the time. And let me tell you, you know, I believe that bitterness and harshness is a cancer in the soul that is most definitely threatening. You get around someone who has a harsh spirit and just can be downright mean, that person's threatening. You feel threatened around those type of people. I've been those type of people. I've been that towards my wife. I've been that towards my children. And it's wrong. It's sin. And I don't want to be that guy. I want to be one who can still be a servant leader, who can be a leader who, yes, has authority to lead, but yet with that authority have the spirit of meekness, which meekness is power under control, and specifically that is kind. Because why do I want to be that way? We'll see here in just a moment. Because God is kind. I want to be like God. I want to follow in His pattern. I want to get ahead of myself here. But kindness is the opposite of harshness. You notice there in letter B, kindness is the opposite of harshness. We don't need to be harsh people. And we can communicate with the law of kindness. Charles Bridges said this. He said, an unbridled tongue is the proof of an unrenewed heart. And, it reveals where our heart is. I like what Adrian Rogers said about the using our speech in the context of kindness. He said, the sign that you are spirit-filled is not the ability to speak in a language you have never learned, but the ability to control the one tongue you do have. And boy, there's a lot of truth right there. That is being filled with the Spirit. And God will grow us in this. Notice with me this quote by a man by the name of Dallas Willard was asked. The question is, how do you know when your soul or your spirit, your inner person of who you really are? The question was, how do you know when you're doing well? He thought for a moment, and this is what he said. By how easily I become irritated with those closest to me. Because a lot of times we can tolerate maybe somebody that we don't have to be around a long time. Maybe we can put up a front just for a moment. We get around people that are closest to us. How irritated do you become with that person? Well, if it's the answer is a lot, often, basically continually, then it is not well with your soul. And what you need and what I need in those seasons, or if that's happening, you need to say, Lord, I repent. Forgive me for being a harsh, bitter individual. I want to be kind. I want to have the law of kindness that governs me. And would you agree with me tonight that this is a convicting truth? It really is. It hits us right where we are, does it not? And I, as Brother Thomas said the other day, I preach this from a position of I've not learned this. I am learning this. And that's why I'm bringing the message tonight, because I need this. I really do, church. And I ask you to pray for me that God would make me more and more of a kind man for the glory of God. Notice number four, kindness should be put on every day. Kindness should be put on every day. Notice with me in Colossians, if you'll flip back just a couple pages. Colossians, would you flip back there with me and look in your Bible? I like for you to look in your Bibles there with me. Ephesians, Philippians, and then Colossians. All right, notice chapter 3. And notice verse 12. Don't want to miss this, please. It says verse 12 here, put on therefore as the elect of God. That's referring to believers. Okay? That's referring to you and me, those that have trusted Christ. It says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness. There it is. Humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, there it is again, put on charity. That's love. which is the bond of perfectness. And that is a truth that we need to put on kindness every day. I want to say this as dogmatically as I can tonight with this passage I just read, these three verses. If the Christian will get a hold of this, and I'm meaning any Christian, but I'm going to go ahead and narrow it just a little more. If a husband and wife will get a hold of this truth right here, it will bring revival to their marriage. It will bring victory to their marriage. Even if it's just one of the spouses that's seeking to walk in this truth and you're putting it on every day. Every day, just like we get up and we put on our clothes, what is just as important is what we're putting on spiritually. And what that tells me, ladies and gentlemen, when I think of this put on, I've said it before, when we get out of the bed every day, we got to be intentional with these godly characteristics. We got to be purposeful. Today, I'm going to seek to be kind. I'm going to seek to be meek and merciful and gracious and long-suffering. That is what I'm going to put on today. I hope you are seeking to do just that. You know, we were talking about kindness earlier, about, you know, under letter three, we talked about, do others notice kindness in my words, tone, and facial expression? It's a true test, isn't it? I don't care who you are here. You will not convince me. Now, some people are better than others. I will concede that truth. But no one can truly hide their emotions that are here. It's impossible. Because you can just tell when somebody is struggling. You can see that, and my children are many times the first ones to call me out on it. And my little Caroline, who doesn't really know any better right now, when I discipline her in the wrong spirit, without her even realizing it, I mean, she don't know these verses. But she'll say, "Why you look so mean?" And I'm like, try to change it, and it gets even more awkward. I'm not mean. Yeah, I guess I am. You know, the truth of the matter is, church, we just need to realize that it shows in our disposition. And of course, God saw it with Cain when he was angry. He said, "Your countenance, it's telling. You know, what's going on with your countenance? I can tell you're an angry person." And we see it in other instances too. There in 31, Genesis chapter 31, we see it as well. But the fact of the matter is, we got to be governed by kindness, and that comes only by the Holy Spirit of God. You know, I enjoy watching boxing. I always have, and I hadn't been as much into MMA. I've seen some of the matches, but either way, you got some of these the guys now. When they're promoting the fight, man, they're trying to, especially if it's pay per view, they're trying to get as many people to watch as possible. It's all about the money, and what they do is they put on a big weigh in show, man. So they weigh in, they come up to the scales, and a lot of times you'll see pictures advertised. Those jokers will be face to face. Sometimes nose to nose at a weigh-in, looking at each other. And do you think for a moment that they are showing the law of kindness to each other? No. They usually have a scowl on their face, and you know why it is? They're ready to fight. They're ready to devour, literally, each other. And ladies and gentlemen, that is not the spirit of the Christian. We don't get up nose to nose against each other, against our spouse, against our children. We are not ready to fight and devour each other. We are ready to extend grace and kindness. We are ready to build up. We are ready to forgive and love and to struggle through and walk through and help each other. That's who we are. And God will bless
a person who desires to do that and strives to do that. He will bless a family. He will bless a church that seeks to have that very thing. But it's got to be put on every day. This will not come by accident. You will not wake up being always kind. Okay? It just doesn't come naturally. You choose to. And some of you say, I wake up kind. Well, let me take away your coffee then.
Or your Mountain Dew or whatever. Coca-Cola, whatever it is. But you see what the Lord is teaching us. In closing, let me give you this point five here. Point five, we see kindness brings healing to your own life and the life of others. Would you write that down? Kindness brings healing to your own life and the life of others. I'm going to have you look at one more verse with me. Would you do that with me, please? Just go on to Proverbs. We're coming to a close here, so you're doing great tonight. Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs chapter 11. Notice what it says in verse number 17. The merciful man doeth good to his own soul. Let me stop right there. The word merciful is the same exact Hebrew word translated kindness in other parts of the Bible. It's used, merciful is here, but it is synonymous with kindness. So you could technically say the kind man or kind woman. The merciful man doeth good to his own soul. But notice the contrary, the contrast here. But he that is cruel, harsh, troubleth his own flesh. What is this teaching us here, church? It's teaching us that when I am kind, not only do I nourish my own soul, but I am nourishing the souls of others. When you show kindness to your children, you are nourishing them. And when you show kindness to your spouse, you are nourishing them and you're also your own soul. Bridges said it this way. He said, in watering others with our mercy, our own souls will become a watered garden. It is indeed important for us to note that it is good for the soul to be kind. A great prayer would be this. As one man wrote out a prayer about this idea of kindness and mercy, he said, Oh my God, save me from the tyranny of my own lust, and may the perfect image of mercy be my standard and my pattern. What a wonderful prayer. Psalm 145, you'll see that when you could fill in the blank, says this, The Lord is righteous in all His ways. I'm sorry, you don't have that one. I do in my notes. The Lord is righteous in all His ways, and get this, and holy in all His works. What's interesting about that verse right there where it says, and holy in all His works, that word holy is also the same Hebrew word of being merciful. Mercy and kindness. It's translated holy in this context. It's talking about His works. And it's talking about the works of God are kind and merciful. And can I say this? I believe to be holy is to be kind. To be holy is to be kind. Can you say that with me, church? To be holy is to be kind. Alexander McLaren said this. He said, kindness makes a person attractive. He says, if you would win the world, melt it. Do not hammer it. If you would win the world, melt it. Do not hammer it. And I believe that we would start seeing a lot more melting of hearts if we would seek to be more kind in our disposition, in our words, in our responses, in our actions. And as Ephesians says there at the bottom of your notes, Paul tells very clearly, be ye kind one to another. And goes on to talk about forgiving, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. May the Lord help us to be a kind, God-fearing people. Amen. Let's pray.